T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kurt, why is Facebook doing this?
Well, I think this was the plan all along, but I think the significance here is it just greatly expands the number of posts that the board can review, right? I mean, if before they're only looking at things that Facebook chose to take down, that really leaves the entire library of posts that are still up on Facebook and Instagram as things that the board can look at. So I think this, again, was originally the plan. They just had to get there. But the significance here being that things that are currently on Facebook can now be reviewed and the board could recommend Facebook remove them.
Why don't we back up a step and talk about the sorts of things, the sorts of posts we're talking about?
Yeah, well, the board's mandate is basically to review content decisions that Facebook has made and compare those to the policies the company has in place and see is Facebook following kind of its own rules. And so a lot of this, what we've seen or what we expect that they'll start to do is look at things like, you know, hate speech or misinformation or bullying. These are the types of kind of more nuanced, complicated problems that Facebook has rules around, but oftentimes the posts that get taken down are kind of in this gray area where it's not very clear whether it should violate. And so ideally the board will start to make these decisions and set precedents, right? So certain things will now be considered taken down all the time, whereas before they might have constantly been in a gray area.
Right. So President Trump falls into this category. Do we know when they might decide whether they're going to ban him forever?
This does fall into the category, and it's by far the largest or most controversial or important decision the board's going to have to face. And they should have a decision sometime in the next week or so. It's been about 90 days since they got the case. That's the time limit that they have to work toward. So they'll decide, you know, was Facebook right in suspending the president, or did they overstep and should his account be restored? Obviously, that's going to have huge implications, not just for Trump, but for Facebook and other world leaders as well.
Who's on this board?
Well, it's a collection of kind of academics and journalists and lawyers and former politicians. It's a global group, so there are people from a number of different countries, speak a number of different languages. It's supposed to be kind of a reflective group of Facebook's users, if you will. And the way that they do it is it's about 20 members right now. They randomly pick 5 of them to review each case, and each case also has to have at least one member that's from that general region where the post is from, so that they have some type of, you know, cultural or relevant understanding there. But, you know, ideally this board's going to be very big. It's going to consist of a lot of different perspectives. And, you know, that's what Facebook wants. They want as many different people weighing in here as possible.
As we move away from the election and the insurrection attempt at the Capitol, is the appetite for this waning at all?
Well, I think Facebook has been dealing with content decisions for a long time. And ever since the 2016 election, it's probably been the biggest headache for them, right? Is whenever they choose to take something down, they kind of get roasted for it. And if they choose to leave something up, they get roasted for it. And so this is really a chance for them to kind of take some of these decisions out of their own hands. I mean, if you were a cynic, you would say, well, this is a bit of a cop-out, right? This is Facebook kind of shirking its responsibility. But at the same time, I think for them, you know, they've been dealing with this for a number of years now, and they want to kind of be able to point to someone else and say, here's why we made that decision. And I think the board kind of gives them that out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.